PCJ Radio International presents the longest running international show. Yeah! The Happy Station Show, produced and presented by Keith Pehon.
Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening. Welcome again to another edition of your program, Happy Station, from PCJ Radio International. I'm Keith Powell. Very nice to have you with me for the next little while. Now, those who tuned in last week will know that we had a non-stop dancing tribute to James Last. We do have a little bit more of Last's music this week, but not James, but in fact, actually his brothers, Robert Last and Varner Last, who also went by the name Kai Varner. We'll have that a little later on in the program. But first, let's begin with Herb Alpert and the Tijuana Brass with his big hit, Tijuana Taxi. Herb Alpert and his Tijuana Brass with Tijuana Taxi, beginning today's edition of the show. Before we continue, I just want to remind you that next week we're going to begin our summer series, and we're going to be rebroadcasting a drama that we did last year called Tales of Dutch Formosa. And that's a four-part drama series that was produced by PCJ Radio International, and we will bring you part one on next week's show. We also have some other very special programs for the summertime, because I am taking a little bit of vacation time off, so I've actually been preparing programs. Somebody wrote in recently, or rather with somebody I was chatting to through Facebook, and they gave me an interesting idea. They said, Keith, we know that you like to cycle a lot. Have you ever thought of doing a cycling show? And I thought, for radio, that would be a little strange, wouldn't it? But no, actually, I came up with a way that it could be done. So I'll let's see what I can do for that. I think it would be interesting, and I have some ideas now. So yes, we're going to do another one of the Happy Station Show on the road, but this time via bicycle. That's the only thing that I can say right now. I can't give you too many other details, only because I'm still working them out. And if I gave out details of what I might do, at the end of the day, I might just change me thought and do something completely different. So you will have to stay tuned to find out what that. Anyway, speaking of cycling, I don't know if this has ever happened to you, but getting a flat tire, which is quite common for anybody who does a lot of cycling. The kind of flat tire that I don't mind getting is when you go to, you know, get on the bike and the tire is already flat. But I had a bit of a pow this week, and I make that noise, pow, poof, ping, pow, whatever noise you want to make, because the tire just exploded, literally exploded, and was completely gaga after that. Quite uneventful, I should say. Yes, I'm fine, but it was just annoying because I was on one of the Taipei bike trails that follow the riverside that has a big wall that's put up between the riverside bike path and the rest of the city in case of typhoons and flooding and all that, so the water doesn't, you know, flood everywhere else. And there's only certain entrance points and exit points, and I was quite far from either one of those. So I should have been home by 9 o'clock. By the time I got home, it was 11. Yes. I was in a little bit of a mood, by the way, I should say, using all kinds of language that I would never use on this show, which made it quite interesting. Anyway, we're going to have now a little bit of The Who, and I Can See for Miles, which is what I was seeing last night, except it was very dark. The Who, I Can See for Miles, here on Happy Station from PCJ Radio International.
I know you've deceived me, now here's a surprise. I know that you have, cause there's magic in my eyes. I can see for miles and miles and miles and that I don't know about the little tricks you play, and never see you when deliberately you put things in my way. Well, here's a poke at you, you're gonna choke on it too, you're gonna lose that smile, because all the while I could see for miles and miles. I could see for miles and miles. You took advantage of my trust in you when I was so far away. I saw you holding lots of other guys, and now you've got the nerve to say that you still want me. Well, that says maybe, but you gotta stand trial, because all the while I can see for miles and miles. I can see for miles and miles. I can see for miles and miles and miles and miles and miles. Oh yeah. Deceive me, now here's a surprise.
know that you have, 'cause there's magic in my eyes. I can see for miles and miles and miles and miles and miles. Oh yeah. The Eiffel Tower and the Taj Mahal, my seat on clear days. Thought that I would need a crystal ball to see right through the haze. Well, there's a poke at you, you're gonna choke on it too. You're gonna lose that smile, because all the while I can see for miles and miles. I can see for miles and miles. I can see for miles and miles.
The Who and I Can See for Miles and Miles here on Happy Station from PCJ Radio International. Those who tuned in last week will remember that we had a tribute to James Last, who passed away last week at age 86. James Last was the king of happy music or easy listening, or also known for taking very well-known pop songs like the one we just listened to and doing either a big band or orchestrated version of it. And he did all kinds of music, like I mentioned on that show, everything from The Beatles, ABBA, even Lady Gaga and Madonna. I mean, everything, right? Now, Last came from a very, very musical family, and we had a few people that wrote in saying, what about his brothers? They were also very busy in music. And I decided to dig up what I had and give you a little taste, actually, of what his brothers did. Now, the brothers were Robert Last, who was a drummer, and Kai Varner. That's the name that he used, his pen, his stage name. His name actually was Varner Last. And they both had their very unique styles. You can actually, if you listen to James, Robert, or Varner, you can tell right away who was who. Now, Robert Last was James Last's first drummer. He was his first drummer. And if you listen to a lot of the James Last recordings that were, from, especially from the 60s, you'll know right away. He was, I would have to say, probably James Last's best drummer. He gave that the band a very distinctive sound. After he left performing with the band on a regular basis, he actually phoned his own orchestra, Robert Last and his orchestra. Now, Robert was a drummer, so all the recordings that he did had a lot of emphasis on percussion, rhythm, and of course, the drums. His albums also featured many of the musicians that performed with James Last. In fact, I mean, most of the musicians that performed with James Last and his orchestra performed also with Robert Last, Kai Varner, Bert Klemfert, Joe Mendt, many of the bands of that era that were performing a similar type of music. Robert Last had a series of albums that he recorded for the Decca label called Happy Dancing, and he produced these at an alarming rate. He wasn't as popular as his brother James, but nevertheless was still very well known and known as just a phenomenal drummer. So we're going to listen now to one track from his first Happy Dancing album. Robert Last, brother of James Last, with Hare Krishna, Aquarius, and Let the Sunshine In.
Thank you.
Robert Last from his first album, Happy Dancing, with a medley of three very well-known tracks from that era. Hare Krishna, Let the Sun Shine In, and Aquarius. The last two were, of course, from the musical Hair. We now move on to younger brother, Varner Last, or Kai Varner. Now, as we just heard, Robert Last, who was a drummer, had a lot of emphasis on drums and rhythm in his arrangements. With Kai Varner, or Varner Last, it was a little bit different. He was a trombonist. So in most of his recordings, you heard a lot of trombone and a lot of saxophone, which, of course, had a very, very different sound, even though they played with many of the same musicians. So we're now going to listen to Kai Varner, or Varner Last, from his, well, one of his first albums that was recorded on the Polydor label. Now, he also had a non-stop dancing series, but this was the first album where he recorded individual tracks, and then he had a series called the Ingo Party series, which started on Polydor and then later on went to Philips Records, and he also had the Kai Varner Singers that were pretty much, let's say, in the same league as the Ray Conniff Singers. This is one of my favorites from the album Pops for Minis, referring to miniskirts, Kai Varner and Black is Black. Varner and Black is Black. And there we go, the two brothers from James Last. Now we're going to have one more James Last track today, and this is something that many people, I think most people, will not be familiar with at all, because everybody's familiar with his non-stop dancing records and the easy listening recordings that he did. But in the late 50s and early 60s, he was one of a number of German musicians that worked as arrangers and conductors for RIAS, that's Radio in the American Sector, who also had a big band, the RIAS Big Band. And the stuff that he did with the RIAS Big Band is very different from anything else, actually. It was just straightforward jazz and swing. From 1960, here's James Last, who I later found out, by the way, is playing bass on this recording as well, with the RIAS Big Band, one of his own arrangements of Cherubin. James Last, or as he goes by his real name on this recording, Hans Last, arranging, conducting, and also playing bass with the RIAS Big Band, recorded in 1960. He was one of one musicians, one of many, that also included Bert Klemperer, Kurt Edelhagen, and others, who also worked as arrangers and conductors for the RIAS Big Band at various different times. None of those recordings are available commercially, and the only ones that I have are on open reel tape. And I'm in the process of digitizing more of them, and we'll bring some of them again on our jazz program, Jazz for the Asking. Because it is amazing, actually, you hearing James Last in that kind of light. Totally, totally different. All right. You are listening to Happy Station, coming to you from PCJ Radio International. Our email address, pcjqsl@pcjmedia.com. Just a reminder again that next week we're going to be bringing you part one of our four-part drama documentary series called Tales of Dutch Formosa, and that's beginning on next week's program. Time now for more music. We're going to listen to The Seekers and a song called Louisiana Man.
Papa called a little boy Ned, raised him on the banks of the riverbed. A houseboat tied to a big tall tree, a home for my mama and my papa and me. The
clock strikes three, Papa jumps to his feet. Already Mama's cooking Papa something to eat. At half past Papa, he's ready to go. He jumps in his barrel, headed down the bayou. He's got a fishing line strung across the Louisiana River. Gotta catch a big fish for us to eat. He sets his traps in the swamps, catches anything he can. Gotta make a living, he's a Louisiana man. Gotta make a living, he's a Louisiana man. Oh yeah! Brother on the floor in his neck. Grim and Lynn are the family twins. Big brother Ed's on the biofish ship. On the river float Papa's great big boat. That's how my Papa goes into town. Takes every bit of the night and day to even reach the place where the people stay. He's got a fishing line strung across the Louisiana River. Gotta catch a big fish for us to eat. He sets his traps in the swamps, catches anything he can. Gotta make a living, he's a Louisiana man. Gotta make a living, he's a Louisiana man. Ooh. I can hardly wait till tomorrow comes round. That's the day my Papa takes his birds to town. Papa said, son, we got lines to run. We come back again, cause there's work to be done. He's got a fishing line strung across the Louisiana River. Gotta catch a big fish for us to eat. He sets his traps in the swamps, catches anything he can. Gotta make a living, he's a Louisiana man. Gotta make a living, he's a Louisiana man. Oh yeah!
Louisiana Man and the Seekers here on today's program. We now have a bit of a request for some music from the Baroque period. If you're thinking Johann Sebastian Bach, or the, what was the name I used to give him? Johann Sibelius Bach. No. No, we're not going to, nothing by him. And I'll be honest with you, I have to admit, two composers who I'm not a big fan of, for classical, there's a few actually. Don't like Mozart. Kind of annoying after a while. Bach, same thing. Beethoven, not really. Brahms, yes. Haydn, yes. George Frederick Handel, yes. Liszt, Chopin, Richard Wagner, yes. But the other ones I mentioned, not so hot on. But this is a composer whose work is maybe not as well known. His name is Heinrich Biber. For a second, I thought it was Bieber, as in that guy, oh, Justin Bieber, I don't know. Biber, but it's Biber, B-I-B-E-R. German composer from the second half of the 1600s. Here it's performed by the Antigua Austria Baroque Orchestra, directed by Gunnar Lebon. And we're going to listen to Arien a Quattro. I say quattro because they wrote it in Italian on the record. A good example of music from that era. And as a composer, like I said, if you don't know anything about, you can actually look for his works. His name is Heinrich Biber. I hope you enjoy it.
Thank you.
composition by not German but Austrian composer Heinrich Biber. And many of his works now are available on CD. He didn't strictly just write instrumentals, but also oratories and sacred music as well. Fantastic work. Fantastic works, by the way. And if you listen to his stuff, you'll see there's more than just Bach out there from that period. Everybody's, you know, with Bach. One of the reasons why I don't like Beethoven anymore, actually, it started living in Taiwan. Every day, where I live, every day at 2 o'clock and 7:30, I hear a piece of music from Beethoven. And they use a piece from Beethoven to let you know that, yes, the garbage truck is arriving. And the piece is, na 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 na. You know it, right? Yes, and that's the truck, that's the track and the work that the garbage trucks play throughout Taiwan to let you know that it's time to bring your trash down. So now when I hear Beethoven, I only think garbage. But hey, if you like Beethoven, that's fine with me, but I think his stuff is overused. Strawberry Fields, Forever, The Beatles.
Let me take you down.
Beatles and Strawberry Fields Forever. That was also used in a film, a television film that they did called Magical Mystery Tour, which is an amazing film, except at the time when it was shown on television, it flopped for the very good reason that the film, well, it was made in color for a reason. But you watch it in black and white and it loses the feeling that you would actually have for it. Amazing film, by the way. There's a new remastered version, because it was all shot on 16mm, a new version of the film that has been made available after they cleaned up the original prints, and it is still stunning to watch. All right, pcjmedia.com is our website, so if you want to listen to this program again or past editions, you can do that. And there's a whole archive of shows going back all the way to 2009. And I was going to let you in on a little secret today of what we did one time. Oh, no, I'll let you in on the secret, actually. I think other people do it. I think other people do it as well. So we'll keep quiet about it, okay? But anyway, one time, a few months ago, as you're probably aware, I get these terrible colds in the winter. And had one of those things, these colds, and I was thinking, oh my God, I have to record the show. I was feeling too lazy about it. And what I did is I took three shows over a four-year period, did some editing on three different shows, and made a whole new one. Uh-huh. And if you think this is an uncommon, it's so common that many people that do radio programs that are, let's say, not time-sensitive can actually do that. So if you're doing, let's say, a classical music show, I know classical music producers that do this, and maybe they're doing the show 10 years, and they want to take a month or 2 months off, they can go back, take shows from this year, and make whole new shows out of them. The only problem is one's voice does change over time. So you can have the beginning of the show where you're sounding, hey, and welcome, and then at the last one, I am a smoker, what do you want, you know. So you have to watch out for that kind of thing. But it can be done. It really can be done. All right, we still have time for some more music. So Jaco Müller with Victor Ganam playing the oud. Victor Ganam is playing the oud. Jaco Müller is playing the guitar. He's a flamenco player from the Netherlands. One of his own compositions, Silver Moon. Thank you. A mixture of Middle Eastern rhythms and the sound of the flamenco guitar, Jaco Müller on guitar, Victor Ganem on the oud, from the compact disc Palace of Dreams with Silver Moon. Well, we're at the end of today's program. It's been nice to have you with us for the next little while. Hope you had a relaxing 55 minutes or so. So I'm going to leave you. We're going to close today with the Munich Philharmonic Orchestra playing ABBA's Knowing Me, Knowing You. So until next time, friends, I'm Keith Perron, wishing you well, saying so long, au revoir, auf Wiedersehen, adios amigos, and sayonara.